wild thing. One of our NRL Nation commentators, he will be calling the grand final right here along with Tim Manor and Jimmy Smith. Mark Spud Carroll is on the line. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Richard. For last this year.
Yeah. Having lost our tipping comp already this year, Mark. I don't think I've ever won that before. Shanna's normally the one that takes it out, and she gloats. She gloats about it for the rest of the next season. Dally Ems, you go along with the two winners last night, Jerome Hughes and also Olivia Koenig in the NRLW.
Yeah, it was a great night at the Winks, at the Randwick Racecourse. That was a brilliant night and deserved winners.
Yeah. And there was a great little harker that came out of the blue, that spontaneous harker from a few of Jerome Hughes' Kiwi mates.
Quite amazing. You don't realise the passion when you're there live watching it, Richard. It was absolutely brilliant. I thought it was something like mad, crazy guy running in to start screaming, and then next thing I noticed it was a
yes.
couple of Kiwis, and it was very nice, very moving.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good night. Look, if you were Nelson Asafa Solomona heading into a grand final, you get scrubbed out, you'd be pretty cheesed off, wouldn't you? You can feel for Nelson.
Yeah, you certainly can. Yes, he got him flush, but I look at that tackle, I feel that he turned his back on entry, and where could he go, mate? He's 6'8".
Yeah.
It was both, unfortunately, to be Nelson, no GF.
Yeah, disappointing. And he's the fifth player in the last 20 years to miss a grand final due to suspension. Now, Michael Maguire, he's the new Broncos coach. Are you surprised that Kevin Walters got the chop?
Yeah, firstly, yes. Mate, what about the backstabbing? I say if you lose your dressing room, he certainly has, and you replace him very swiftly. Madge Maguire, mate, he'll toughen them up. They need to, mate, there's a couple of prima donnas up there, and they need to get their wings clipped.
Yeah, and any suggestions for who will fill the void as coach of the New South Wales State of Origin team?
I think it's pretty hard to sort of put a coach who actually coaches the rugby league side. So someone maybe like a Trent Barrett. I know he went up there as an assistant for the Broncos, but I think he'd be a good fit.
Yeah, all right. Interesting. A lot of people are suggesting Ivan Cleary could be the one to do both jobs, you know, an NRL coach and a New South Wales coach. You think that's too big a role to take on both?
Yeah, massive. Hey, these days, the way it is. Phil Gould used to do it, but I think the game now has changed. You can see the job. Imagine McGuire did it. Took him 12 months to get the win.
Yeah, and look, I did go with the caller I had yesterday saying surprised that, he was expecting Ivan Cleary to win Coach of the Year. He reckoned he hadn't won one, but I checked. I went with that. Of course, he's won two, and both with Penrith back in 2014. Then he left Penrith for a while, and then he did win Coach of the Year in 2020. And, of course, Craig Bellamy got it last night. Okay, the big games are on Sunday, the NRLW Grand Final between the Roosters and the Sharks. And, boy, hasn't the women's game come a long way in a very short time, Mark?
Yeah, it certainly has, Richard. They're getting better skilled, and they're kicking goals from the sideline, all that sort of stuff, so they can certainly play. And I think the Roosters... Yeah, mate, it's too strong for the middle.
And look, you know, you've had a few injuries over the years. They reckon that I was listening to a physio talking about Cleary's shoulder, saying it could pop out at any time. Mm-hmm. And if it does, his game is... Have you ever had one of... I can remember when I was still playing rugby and I was playing down in the Riverina at Wagga. We had a halfback and I can remember him picking... We were playing in Griffith and he picked up a stone. And he threw it off the ground and he popped his shoulder out just throwing a rock off the ground.
Right.
But it happens, doesn't it, with some players when they get a loose shoulder like that?
Yeah, it can. I'm sorry. You have a couple of needles put in that shoulder. He was okay last week. He's been interviewed this week. It seems fine. I know they've put Snyder on the bench. I reckon it's a bit of a cover-up. I reckon he'll come in. There'll be another player come in for him, I reckon.
Yeah, and look, okay, back in your day, if you knew a player had a dodgy shoulder, you know, there'd be players targeting it, wouldn't there?
Oh, you take him out. as soon as you pass the ball, he's on the ground, 100%.
Okay, so who are you picking? Who are you picking?
I want to see some history. I want to see Penrith win four in a row. I was lucky enough to play in three. We won one. To play in one grand final is incredible, but they've been the last five. And I think Big Nelson, spiritual leader, he'd be highly missed.
And what about the entertainment? I mean, you sing, you play in a band. A lot of people highly critical of the Kid Laroi, who's huge and internationally huge.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, the Kid Laroi. What do you think? You soon to see Cold Chisel or somebody?
Yeah, rather Cold Chisel, mate. I wouldn't know who this Kid Laroi is, but hopefully it's I think you've got to give value for your customers, that being the supporters. So. Hopefully it hits the mark.
Yeah. And look, I mentioned earlier, a lot of the Penrith players have come out and said that they're into this, you know, the carnivore diet, the paleo diet.
Yep.
They eat meat and don't eat any carbohydrates. I mean, you train people, you're involved, you've got a gym, et cetera. And I dare say you've got people on that paleo diet, Mark.
Come on, mate. No, but I think, mate, if you have to eat meat every day, I'll tell you what, the thing is, it shows... They've got plenty of money. Have you seen the price of meat lately?
Yes.
Come on, mate. Well, I must say, make sure, if you're going to try this diet, make sure you eat some greens. Otherwise, mate, you won't get rid of it.
All right. You're good on a balanced diet there, mate.
That's right, mate.
Yeah, mate, look, thank you for all your contributions during the year. Much appreciated, and good calling for the grand final on Sunday, Mark.
Yeah, play a better year for the Knights next year, and thanks, Amber, mate. Thank you.
Mate, much appreciated. Thank you, and I hope we can continue next year. Mark Spud Carroll, as I said, he will be calling the grand final along with Tim Manor and Jimmy Smith. All the action here of the NRL grand final from 6 o'clock on Sunday from around about, our coverage of the grand final starts before 4 o'clock with the NRLW grand final. Jimmy Smith and Mary Kay calling that game. NRL action right here on Sunday afternoon.